start for this evening. First of all, again, welcome. It's good to have you all. And of course, tonight is the presentation of the second quarter overleaves update. I'm going to put up a slide here, and so we can look at what the wait a minute here. Just do one thing first before I do that. Let me launch the slideshow. Okay, there we go. All right. Yeah, so we'll do that. Okay, here we go. All right. Having said that, again, so just to run through the overleaves again for the year, and just kind of count them down and recount then what they, how they seemingly unfolded. We'll go from there. Again, we've said that this has been a sage year. So, of course, we know that the sage and the positive poles, dissemination, communication, interrelation of ideas, and making sure that the potential for connection happens verbally. And as been the discussion earlier tonight about the auditory sense, is very much featured under the sage role, listening and speaking. Now, that we use the idea of casting, which of course is a common notion in this teaching, but we talk about it as far as even the way that the main role of the year is flavored. And this year we said that with the king casting, that it is a sage that is much more serious, less flippant, but also more directive and declarative. And it can make, when we talk about the mode in a little bit, for some feelings from people that, communications are sharp or edgy and so forth. The goal, is growth. It's an expansionary kind of a quality for this year, positive pole being comprehension or expansion, and the negative pole being confusion, which is something that we've seen a good deal of in these first 3 months, and a kind of confusion we'll talk about in the form of, somewhat people feeling at moments a bit overwhelmed, disillusioned, having too many choices or perceiving that they do. The attitude of pragmatist with the positive pole. Of course, being effectiveness, adaptability, practicality, negative pole being dogmatic, habituated, and ritual thinking. The mode of this year is aggression. And of course, this is one of the key overleaves for 2024, given the fact that you come to a very pinnacle point in human history that you've heard us relay over and over again through the course of, well, many talks, but particularly since 2020, and the arc of change and the arc of shift that has been happening toward the leaving of the constraints or the domination, if you will, of the young soul mentality. Not all of which, of course, is bad, but that is greatly centered around competition, control, dominance, aggression as a kind of an innate orientation. And attempting to shift into a worldview and infiltrate people's mindset in a worldview of what we call the conscious awareness, competition, excuse me, cooperation model. So with aggression and the positive pole of dynamism and assertiveness, kind of trying to balance against the negative poles of belligerence, bullying, name calling, things of that nature, it's making for a very interesting year already. Now the centering, physical centering or moving centering, using to the talking about the third chakra, the power chakra, the body chakra, if you will, is featured this year. So we noticed that some of you were talking earlier. I believe it was Nan who was mentioning the fact that many of you are seeing yourselves actually doing a kind of a more rigorous, being put through a rigorous trials of, looking at your health, your well-being. Some of you have been literally experimenting with various kinds of medications that you've either been on or been told to been on. And the most important thing is that your body is really giving you the primary directions on feeling and literal vibration on which way to go. Now, the chief features featured for this year have been impatience and greed. But you'll notice that they are literally the king and then the sage chief features. So they correspond to the role energies. But as you know, the chief features, also called the chief obstacle, we could also call it the chief sense of insufficiency, where these can also act, as a sense of being shoved from behind. On occasion, that could be very useful. But the unfortunate part of chief features, almost in general, is that even when a person is feeling shoved or pushed, they're often also feeling potentially dragged along and overwhelmed. So the initial part of this year, the first 6 months, have been influenced by impatience. And a lot of people coming out of 23 to 24 have noticed that there was a sense of anticipation, hurriedness, sometimes harriedness, and you'll notice that, with the exception of the pragmatist, everything we've shown you so far is pretty much a an exalted or big picture external worldly kind of a overleaf energy. When we get down into the body type, again, notice that we're the martial body type is featured. Which is great for those of you who are really looking to improve your stamina, your sense of physical strength, and also your ability even to improve your reach, your musculature, your coordination. On the downside of it, the negative pole of the martial body type, it can be very impulsive, similar in a way to the mercurial body type, but instead of being anxious or nervous, it's a sense of, unfettered kind of electrical energy that doesn't seem to often be able to ground unless you really tire yourself out. And some people have made good use of that, others, have had struggle with that. As has been the case for the last several years, actually, last year being a possible exception when the frequency was 44, the frequencies for a number of years have been over 50. Many of you know that the frequency concept talks about the rate of pace, or the your sense of urgency and or electrical rhythm that your body, your mind, your emotions want to operate at. So 64 falls in the upper half of that. If you were to make a comparison to, say, somebody who was completely standing still at one, and somebody who was in a dead sprint at, say, 99, continuously, 64 would be, a fairly continuous, fairly a good pace jog. So that energy can pick person up, but it can also lead to feeling scattered if one is not having a sense of focus, and then it can wed up with the impatience of this year. Now, another big one. And one we'll bring up because even though masculine feminine energy and the ratio is not directly an indicator or specifically talking about males and females in bodies and human beings, it can have an effect both on the degree of pointedness and focus and intensity with the positive pole of masculine energy. First of all, the ratio being 72 to 28. So a lot of masculine energy is in there, along with impatience, along with the martial body type, and along with the aggression mode, kind of, causing people to feel, pushed. Now, for some of you, who've had systems in place and things of that nature, you can find that you can get in your groove and actually, feel like growth and pragmatism is actually operating pretty well. But what we've noticed amongst old souls is that many have found that it has not been quite that easy or quite that, shall we say, accessible to them. Well, that this channel also has brought to you the concepts of the four realms. And you, as all human beings, are in the realm known as the material or earther realm, the three dimensionality of organic space. And the three other realms that exist out there are the angelic realm, the fairy realm, and the techno realm, and or the mechanical realm. Now, each of these, all of these aspects of or tracks of incarnation coexist, and there are often incursions or infusions of one that is emphasized in a year over another. And this year again, the angelic realm. We spoke about in the beginning of the year that, for those of you who find it, that visualization or the whole notion of the spiritual qualities of the of beings that you see as the helpers, the non-physical spiritual representatives of either, various kind of deities or emissaries of goodwill or certain kind of strengthening, whether that's Christian oriented or Hindu oriented, because certainly those they have an entire pantheon of representatives that derive from that. But also too is the entire concept of demons and or troublesome spirits also can come and or exist in the angelic realm. We don't want to give it a misnomer, and say that everything is all love and light and wonderful. There is also troubled and turmoiled beings, just like there are here in the earth realm, who are struggling and doing their thing. So, it is, however, they are very much present. Now, when we talked about the overall flavor of 2024, things like this humongous shift in the consciousness of the world, we're calling it young to mature, and of course that's in progress, but nonetheless these pivotal events that have happened this year, the election in Russia, the reorganization of the Communist Party in China and its cracking down on Taiwan, the re-liberalization of Brazil in the Southern Hemisphere, as well as a shakeout of the number of leaders, some more to the what you might think of liberal side, and others to the more conservative slash authoritarian side in Europe, and of course in the United States, you have this precursor of this big rematch. Between a sage, no less, the current president, and a king, the former president. So this makes, in our terminology of using our Michael speak, we call that a very exalted or big picture or extroverted or worldly affecting kind of year. And the kind of influence from the axis that it will bring, that you are all being alerted that, is the best way to operate yourself, is to work with the energies of the action axis, because when you're talking about moving center, aggression, impatience, martial body type, all that masculine energy, Then you see this thrust of that your greatest influence in the world is not going to be what you say, but as long as what you say is what you follow through and do. And it doesn't matter if it's in the microcosm of your own individual lives. It's literally about being consistent and moving into that track to help that and to take advantage of that wave of energy. The active subpersonalities, you know that we, like J.P. Van Hool, emphasize the presence of subpersonalities, those inner aspects that all human beings have. The policeman being the one that tends to keep an eye on you and your shoulder over your shoulder, as far as sometimes as a interdisciplinarian, but also usually kind of like a moral narrator, sometimes a bit of an intimidator. But nonetheless, it's that one that also can be very, adjudicating and judgmental, looking out into the world. And if you don't, and if you aren't acting in, saying your piece, you'll find that the policeman can be, oftentimes very irritable, as we talked about in this first quarter. The saboteur, it looks like in this group, some of you have seen that, out in the general public, but most of you are probably experiencing a general realm of overall smoothness. But it's the inquisitor. We can imagine that for a moving centered year, many of you are finding your own inner dialogues and questioning sound, see like the pragmatist sliding over to skeptic. Pragmatist, of course, being the assimilative axis attitude, and therefore capable of sliding. And that's the inner inquisitor. It can be literally a questioner, like to research and find things, or it can be like an interrogator that is, tends to want to, ferret out suspicions. On personal levels, community, security, expression, and we said in that order, if you folks are finding yourself wrestling between the need for security and who you can reach out to and feel like, someone's got your back, someone's in your ballpark, someone is, someone you can count on, those are, pretty much consistent with the kind of energies that are going on. So, to start off, talking about this sage year, we refer to this little cartoon here, this little New Yorker cartoon, because it really is representative of what a lot of, and notice, you have a nice, well-dressed couple, and probably representing a middle-class urban, sort of a educated type of a subgroup of society, expressing a bit of feeling of overwhelm. And you see the phrase there, my desire to be well informed is currently at odds with my desire to remain sane. And you notice we cast this in notion of the sage year, because the sage, in constant desire to keep abreast of what's really significant, both to take it in, both to share it, both to remain relevant, because after all, it is an exalted energy that does want to be, at least have some level of involvement. Even if that involvement isn't necessarily public, it is certainly usually, it is in the axis of the higher intellectual center. And so that sage energy spreading out to all of you, no matter what your role in here, is probably one that is feeling this pressure between hearing, all the conflicting cacophony of voices that are going on out there. Now, we want to be very clear that one of the amazing things is that whether, regardless of what side of the political spectrum one is on, one can find a plethora of voices that reflect or resound the same kind of ideas or concepts that you already believe in. So getting that kind of confirmation bias, which actually, interestingly enough, the king and the pragmatist can both really enjoy, because it just makes things simpler. you as trying to be aware, those of you who are really trying to be really honest and find the facts, find the truth, and so forth, might find it actually difficult at times to really cut through, again, just the sheer number of layers. We would say that that's your inner king, the inner sovereign self, wanting to say, God darn it, I don't want to make any irrational assumptions. I don't want to make any irrational decisions. And yet, when we mentioned on that first slide, and when we advertised tonight, we talked about a general background of irritability that we were seeing in a lot of our students, and we want to address that. And this is, kind of the introduction point, is that you have these conflicting kinds of desires in a time and an era. And by the way, as a slight caveat, we want to acknowledge, of course, that not all of this kind of, vast information pooling into polarities that is anything new. We wouldn't want to, just try and say, oh, it just happened in 2024, but that the stakes are so much higher in 2024, for the world, for the earth itself, as far as putting fairly conscious and conscientious leadership into place that will begin to actually address larger world concerns concerning the environment, large-scale population displacements, the potential for great food and economic disruptions. And start doing something about it. And the choices are pretty clear, but the polarization in the world and the difficulty between of humans, trying to come together in a community and be unified in approach, that is a struggle for many. And that's where the aggression year really kicks in and makes it difficult. Now, many of you over the years have heard about this concept of passive aggressiveness, passive aggressive. What it means simply is that it can generate all the anger, excuse me, all the frustration, especially with impatience, all the desire to fix things or at least try different things that growth will compel. And yet, when you mix those all together in an environment where there feels like a lot of friction and a lot of not just divergent, but even combative, let alone adversarial kind of circumstances, it can become difficult to make up the mind. And in a moving center year, the physical center year, the natural tendency is that many of you are going to be picking up on the vibration of things even before you pick up on the actual factual, thoughtful, logical aspects of it. And so it puts people in more of the negative poles. Confusion, you recognize, is the negative pole of growth, and uncertainty is what triggers the dogmatic kind of rigid responses when pragmatism and the negative pole of the moving center work together. They fall into a monotony. They fall into a familiar routinization so as to, really hone in on and tie down that feeling of security, even though what's really compelling you is this sense of insecurity. Now, let's just move over for a second and talk about the influence of irritability as generated from the chief feature of impatience, when impatience is in the negative pole of frustration and intolerance. It can be one of the most difficult kinds of energies there is, because remember, it is the king's key feature. And even those of you who don't have generally impatience, you probably see it you're probably more aware of it around you in the world. People's shortness of tone with each other, the lack of focused attention on things like driving or doing whatever kind of activity one might be doing because one feels in a hurry, like they're running out of time, or that, you've got so many things on your agenda that are compelling you that, you want to get through it as quickly as possible. Well, not only does it take out the pleasure in it, but of course, what it also does is it can speed you up. And if you fo many of you folks who are in lower frequency ranges, combined with this higher frequency of 64 and impatience and aggression, ooh, if you aren't getting angry or, again, grating and grinding some levels in yourself, or at least just identifying it around you, even if you're not finding yourself vibrationally aware of it in your body, it's certainly uncomfortable. And it certainly makes then outlets for your, disgust, your own sense of, God, I wish they would just, do that. The Red Queen, off of their head, off of their head. Concept from Alice in Wonderland is very much the negative pole of impatience. Do it right now. And the Red Queen being, an archetypal representation, if you will, of the King archetype. So that energy of irritability in the moving center is something, that we want to acknowledge, particularly when we talk about this notion that you've also heard us chime in with and speak to over the last several years. And we often refer to it, with that graphic chart that we created with Stephen called the Vitality Tone Scale, which is literally, a mechanism for looking at, using language, the, if you will, hierarchy of tonal vibrations. And by tonal, again, we're not specifically talking about auditory sound, even though that is a contributing factor, as we were mentioning to Joe earlier, but rather the vibrations of emotional tone and attitudinal tone. Attitudinal tone. How big a picture? Now, for those of you who have been with us, you've also heard us talk to you about this very real physiological response system that has been, essentially been talked about and really elaborated upon over the last 20 years. Validating the fact that many empaths and people who have been more spiritual and older souls who are open more to these subtleties of intuition and vibration. And that is the notion of the mirror neurons. And notice it is in the older parts of the brain, down there in the amygdala and the reticular activating system back in the old brain, where it is literally a leftover from hundreds of millions of years of when you're, long, long, long ago, reptilian ancestors, and then our early mammalian ancestors had to use their senses to detect danger rather than, say, just hear it in somebody's tone of voice or look at a spreadsheet to determine, whether or not you're financially flush. And whereas 500 million years ago, you would have looked at your local environment and said, where is the food on the trees? Or is there anything I can hunt here? Right? So these kind of much more deep level things are affecting. Well, the moving center of the three ordinal centers, the intellectual center, emotional center, and the physical or moving center, is the most susceptible as a doorway for letting in these, more of these, and activating more of these animal inputs, past your intellect, past your mind, and down into the deeper parts of yourself. Now, why we say this and why it is so important is, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, notice we said the word on this slide, the brain registers vibration before meaning. And we want to emphasize that in a couple of weeks when we do our presentation at the East Coast Michael Gathering, by the way, for those of you who don't know about it, we hope that you will attend. We will be talking more about the difference between the brain mind and their correlation. But in this particular case, the point we want to say for this last quarter, what we have noticed is that some of the with the aggression mode energy, it has tapped into some of the most deepest, hostile, and potentially also fright-related responses for people, when they see anything out there that even could be perceived as a threat. And it doesn't mean that their aggression is coming outward. It is that the flight response is taking over, or the freeze response is taking over. And to the degree that in a sage year, the opposite of speech is also really, really up. And that is, where do you stay silent? Where do you suppress your expression? You see, this king orientation is absolutely pushing everybody to stand up and be counted as the individual sovereign of your own life that you are. And for many, you're starting to see yourself creep into that. And we would call back, that some of you are actually finally allowing yourself to be non-New Age PC and just start acknowledging, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And we actually have to tell you, bravo. Because while it is useful to have what we've called a meta layer of response awareness about when you're triggered to anger, please don't vilify anger for anger's sake. It is a natural evolutionary response to when you are being threatened, and for protection of your boundaries, but also to push out aggressors and threats, or at least stand up to attackers and not be victimized, which is one of the ways that we're seeing the negative pole of impatience activating martyrdom, its paired compatriot right now. Now, we want to let you know that coming up here in a few days, this lunar eclipse that is going to be coming, from the southern hemisphere across the northern hemisphere, is actually a real milestone, nexus event. Those of you who know that term, the way we use it, it means it is an avenue or a doorway that Tao is orchestrating a lot of parallels, both group, socially oriented, as well as for many of you as individuals, to have junction points where you can kind of rearrange your own puzzle pieces on the board. Now, the overall thematic one of this puzzle piece is going to be a consolidation nexus. And the things that are going to be consolidated are going to be energies around healing old places of fear, cowardice, collapse, and defeat. So places where you have otherwise in either this lifetime as children felt overwhelmed by a parent or a bully or an authority figure, you're going to get a chance to, to feel the anger of that. And some of you, of course, will also have a good deal of reminiscence about the injustice that you experienced with that. And when this period then comes through, and it will for a great many, is don't be surprised if you see a lot of the news, filled with demonstrations about one thing or another, some already in play, the protests against the Supreme Court, of course, are many, but much more of, say, large world scale backlashes against Putin and Russia, and rising tides of authoritarianism, but also really pro-environmental action, decrying the fact that you're seeing, increased waves of this blatant greedflation in the first quarter of this year, in all sectors of your economy. But notice they're primarily ones that affect your actual abilities to function. Food primarily, energy, and then after that, fuel. So with each of those things, we suspect that this passive aggressivity will have an opportunity to come to the surface and actually begin to express itself. What we want to warn is that the because of the negative pole of greed is to also watch out and really keep your own awareness of when, hostility can rise to a level where it feels almost violent, or if you're trying to suppress it, where it becomes chaos turned inward, because that will be very important for you to go handle. And for that, it's about going to find groups, communities, people, and other circumstances that you can be with to actually learn to have a shared voice. That is the mature soul era here, not just trying to do it on your own. But because it's an action year, it's got to be words and feelings and expressions that is turned into something that has actual functional usage. Again, moving center. It has to have some, practical benefits in your world. So, the how to do this, the first thing that the pragmatist always says, and we should have put the word pragmatism on here because this 80-20 rule that we have up here as a slide is literally for the purpose of acknowledging this is the one way that that scourge of impatience can rear its ugly head for a person is a kind of a hostile, absolute perfectionism. Hurry up, do it now. Don't make a mistake. And then it's unforgiving, or it just adds to the consternation. And the part of you that is in growth, that wants to see forward momentum or progress, can get stuck in these internal battles, particularly with that inner subpersonality, the saboteur, because it can make it such that you begin to see your frustrations want to go to either A, slide over to martyrdom and go to learned helplessness. Oh, I can't do it. It's impossible. When in fact, maybe 10 minutes ago, let alone 10 years ago in your life, you were plenty competent in that arena to do whatever it is you just gave up on. Or the other thing is to take that hostility, project it outward, and potentially something there. So we just offer you the 80-20 rule as a mental reminder to just say, hey, 4 out of 5 times, strive for this and give yourself a one-time pass. But flip it over and also do the other thing, and that is see where 4 out of 5 times you don't even engage yourself to try to grow something anew, to go beyond an old limitation. And then because 1 out of 5 times isn't necessarily a good or a bad thing, you'll notice that if you're tracking it all, and ladies and gentlemen, you're unconscious, and especially as you're becoming more conscious, always tracks, and you know it does. Your subconscious always tracks. When it does that, and you're going, just try one time and then, goof off 4 other times, become aware of that and just say, all right, Let me start seeing if I could go 2 out of 5 times or 3 out of 5 times. The goal of growth will help you see the ways that your saboteur operates and help you move that direction. But if you get stuck in the internal conflict, you'll remain in passive aggressiveness. Passive aggressiveness then, will also, apply to your own sabotage as well. We thought that we'd throw this in here because we've had a lot of questions from a lot of individuals, particularly many of you who are over age 50, and we believe almost every one of you here is not only over age 50, but almost approaching 60. Because it is such a, even in a moving centered year, you might say, well, why bring up the idea of the automate, what's, obviously being talked about as, artificial intelligence. And why we're labeling it here as automated ignorance. It's relevant because many of you are finding that as the world systems, particularly economic systems, but also online economic systems, become a place where you end up finding yourself having to spend more and more of your time, even if you don't want to. Because as we mentioned earlier, your brain is excited, and not only that, your banking is online, all of your reading for news and information is online, much of your entertainment is online, whether you do streaming services, what have you. And then many of you, use any number of the Microsoft suite of products or some interactive set of products that keep you on your computer or going up and down. And what you're noticing is while you're striving for community, many of you are finding that it's more difficult when you're actually interacting one-on-one with some of these products to actually find that there is any person that you can talk to, and that there are fewer and fewer avenues where you can get the kind of one-time feeling of connection with another human being, voice to voice, to maybe help you with something. And then you see all these new built-in tools, which, by the way, are all the economic rage, even though many of them, technologically, are still have much to be desired. And you see humorously why we chose this particular slide. Autocorrect has become my worst enema. Well, of course, right? It's the worst enemy. But as all of you know from having your cell phones these days, and or spell check or grammar checkers and so forth, as you do anything in the way of writing us an email or an essay or a letter or what have you, here comes these, and yes, they are small language, automated, artificial intelligence, bots. Was the old term for them, but they now have become more adaptive, self-learning from you, and they are now under this new heading, and they are getting, quote, better and even more invasive. Now, what you're also noticing is that when you see a limitation in these things, you see that limitation tends to repeat itself. And that's adding to this sense of frustration and this difficulty that people are also finding in trying to sustain their own voice. And the sustaining of your own voice, particularly in your personal communications, is really essential, really essential. Now, getting back to the thing we're talking about, sound. That's why one of the recommendations that we would suggest for all of you, as much as you can, is find somebody you can actually have conversations with voice to voice. And we will tell you this too, is do it as much as you can in person, seeing people face to face. While there is still, yes, the undercurrents of COVID out there, we don't pretend that those have left you. Most of you have gotten to a level of personal immunity or herd immunity where personal visits are reasonably safe. make the effort. You will find your overall sense of being fed by another person's presence, moving center to moving center, and things like hugs will be so uplifting to you vibrationally, you won't even necessarily be able to account for the reasons why, but rather that it did happen. And under the current energy pressures that you experience in the world right now, anything that you can do to increase the number of personal interactions, physical touch, bathing yourself in uplifting auditory stimulation. In other words, that just requires yourself. But if you're having a conversation with someone, then to the degree to which even exchanging those tones and feeling the sage loves to be heard as well as likes to hear, all those pieces of interaction will raise your level of vibration, and it will put you more in the positive poles of your overlay, of these overleaves, not to mention your own overleaves. And that'll be extremely important for combating this kind of passive irritability that we're seeing, with many people out there. So just to, to finish up, we also want to do what the truth disseminating sage oriented year really needs to do, even when unpopular. And this particular illustration really tends to denote how the warp and weft of public perception is in various segments of society. Society is one boat. You're all in this together, as is planet Earth and the Homo sapiens species. But there is, there is a tendency, even non-maliciously, and malice is something that comes out of the negative poles of both impatience and aggression, which is very easy to get to this year, as we mentioned, as to see your circumstances. If yours are okay, you feel like, you're in the end of the boat that is above water and you're looking, over. Now, these two characters are, rather smug about it. They're smiling, thinking that, they're separate, while those other two folks at the foreground of the boat are, bailing like crazy, to try and just keep afloat. And as you all know from reading, and listening, that while they talk about, this economy and economy across, Europe having, quote, increases in the total number of absolute jobs, the total number of good paying jobs that keep people afloat are diminishing. Many of them from corporate profit taking, but also from that last slide, because of the economic insertion of automation, i.e., these artificial intelligences, into different industries that otherwise would have had analysts and or customer service people and or any type of even machine line worker that would have been doing the tasks once upon a time, not even 20 years ago, with human labor, but are now being substituted for. And that kind of economic disparity is something that will be, a big deal if either party really owns up to it this particular election cycle. But why this is here is not so that any of you have to feel, like we're judging you for being at the top or end of the boat, but rather to help you know that while those people are down there and they're bailing, and you may not be, don't think that it doesn't mean that it wouldn't be useful to get out there and help them bail, meaning seek to lend support in some way, shape, or form. Fortunately, we're preaching a course to a relative choir here that is, to some extent, willing and able to do that. But as we get to the closing, we want to talk about masculine energy, high masculine energy year, and one of the things that or why it's really typified and why it's really important for you to know. As we said, in a high masculine energy year, it just means people are focused, they're narrow, they're driven, and they're potentially in the negative poles, rigid, hostile, limited, and can't, and can't see what else is going on. Well, when you take the concept of masculine, feminine, and realize that male bodies, a person taking on a male body, is trying to embody masculinity in some way. It's like a woman taking on a female body is trying to embody some notion of femininity in a certain way. Well, folks, as we've said in previous lectures, one of the biggest things that's got is coming ahead in the world for is young and baby soul notions of masculinity, levels of macho, level of traditionalism, level of hardcore, perception of a man being somebody who gets in works. And, it literally fits in a system, like, a good participant, a productive cog. And yet, one of the things that has to be addressed is there's a huge segment of the world population of embodied males, whether they're high or low masculine energy themselves, they are being subjected to an evolutionary shift in the in masculine consciousness. Just as our high masculine energy women taking advantage of that and really pushing the boundaries of what historic female roles have been. And that's necessary for this arc gift into the mature soul era. Absolutely. But what it means for many of these men, particularly those who are feminine energy men and who are of the undereducated or just minimally educated classes, these men feel left out. They feel abused. They feel broken. They feel unwanted. They feel unheard. Many of them, have minimal skills and really can't operate very effectively in these new, more technologically advanced times during not only this information age, this automated information age. And so all of those things, let alone the massive buildup of, or excuse me, pulling apart of economic classes, this late stage capitalism actually returns to almost a predatory feudalism. These people are suffering. And as you can see from that bottom phrasing, they feel incredibly alienated, they feel incredibly hurt, and they are susceptible to manipulations of hatred. And of course, if we were to put a label on this, we could say easily these represent the extreme base of the working class Republican male in this country, but also the extreme religionist in, say, Islamic countries particularly, or for that matter, even in places where large or traditional or fundamentalist populations are, like in India or in China and so forth. This whole segment, we're talking, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, well over a billion persons of the 8 billion total here are this force that need healing, and they need to be acknowledged that they want to participate. And the only options most of them are being given are negative pole masculine, negative pole aggression, and it is their last gasp of feeling some sense of purpose. And the reason we're telling you all that is not to scare you, but to know that if you're going to enter into and quote, defeat the political sides that they are defending, then you need to start addressing these deficiencies. Like the positive poles of the king and the sage can merge together to do, to be the magnanimous listener, but to be the stalwart in modeling your principles without wavering to their acts of tantrums or bullying or anything of that nature. That's key. Because at this juncture, what's on the line, of course, is this massive shift in human history. Now, again, it has not been something that is just happening this year. We don't want to pretend that. And when it comes to this quarter, you've already seen what's happening in Gaza. You've already seen the amount of rhetoric that's gone on, in this United States, campaigns between the two groups. You've already seen, these huge profiteerings that have, that have come out on balance sheets everywhere of mega corporations, and how many more people are struggling and in need of some kind of, support underneath. Now, some of you may feel like you actually need that, or maybe needing to take advantage of that yourself. But more importantly, it's addressing the bigger issue. And here is an old sage himself, Kurt Vonnegut, now deceased, but who, was a pretty good turner of phrase, and he put it pretty well. And that is that, humanity is at this cusp, where if you're not making more courageous choices, and those of you who are the most aware are the ones that, we're saying, whether you know it or not, your own version of old soul courage is what needs to be mustered here. Because if not, that torrent of young baby soul collapsed. Dark energy is going to be manipulated by those who, as he says here, wouldn't save itself because it wasn't cost effective. And for them and that mindset, that's exactly, where it stands. So, in terms of the things that we want to give you as levels of palliatives, we already gave you one about literally going and finding people to be and to speak with. But also, we talked about do anything where you can get your moving center engaged. And well, that would include dancing, walking, for those of you who feel more robust, doing things that are more robust, including, and generally, because the sage loves fun and the sage engagement. And the positive pole of aggression and the positive pole of moving center, productivity and motion are all set to be engaged. Do it and make it fun as much as you can in whatever way you can. And these will be the palliatives for doing that. The other thing is to remember that while all this exalted energy is going on, it is okay to take a break. And to focus your attention, masculine energy, on half hour or an hour of one thing that absolutely is helpful or enjoyable or playful to you. And we would even suggest have some novelty to it. So this is going to be your coping mechanism. These are going to be the ways you manage stress in a legitimate way. And then the big way to be careful about is to fall back into the patterns of monotony, of dogma, of routine, and of learned helplessness. And learned helplessness will look like, especially those of you who struggle with any kind of substance, or habit addiction, falling back into those things, they'll be really easy for you to do. And they won't have the same kind of dopamine rush. And in dopamine is the chemical that gives you the short-term vibrational hit, while it's serotonin, the more meditative, the more practiced, the more disciplined, that will give you the long-term sense of vibrational uplift. So, with that, folks, we just want to say we've still got an hour this evening. And we would like to turn it over to any of you to ask any joint questions or personal questions that you may have about these topics, or what have you. And If you would be so kind, by the way, you can literally raise your hand and wave at me. But since I can only see a certain number of you on screen at a given time, if you would use, excuse me, the reactions button and go and, raise a hand, like I'm just demonstrating over here in the upper left-hand corner of my screen, so that this way it's easier because I can see those because they take front and center. So anyway, would anyone like to start this evening? And Jean offers a heart. How lovely. Thank you, Jean.